I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It seems the United States is wading deeper into the war in Syria. Here's what we're seeing. Over the weekend, a U.S. jet shot down a Syrian warplane. The White House calls it an act of self-defense after claims that Syria had been attacking U.S.-backed troops on the ground. For its part, Damascus says the U.S. has no right to be involved in the war there at all. So I asked the Associated Press's Philip Issa in Beirut, who are these U.S.-backed troops in Syria?
So the troops on the ground are predominantly Kurdish local forces that the U.S. recognizes as being the best equipped to fight the Islamic State. So the U.S. has backed them in their pretty broad campaign to push the Islamic State out of northern Syria, where they're hoping to establish their own autonomous, again, predominantly Kurdish zone. But the U.S. is actually quite highly invested in that campaign. I mean, I said that they're backing them, but the reality is they've also got military advisors on the ground. So certainly when the Syrian government jet targeted the Kurdish forces, there's little doubt in my mind that the Americans would have felt threatened.
Was that the intent of Bashar al-Assad sending this jet over to this part of the country? Was he sending a message to the U.S.?
Yes, I mean, it seems like he is. This is the fourth time in the last month that Assad has gotten too close to the Americans. And certainly it seems like a pattern, like he's trying to show that he is a sovereign of Syria and he has the sole right to decide who can be in Syria and who's not.
Now, we know the U.S. has been providing air support for its coalition partners on the ground and launching missile strikes on ISIS. How often does the U.S. shoot down, like, Syrian government jets?
Well, it's the first time that the U.S. shoots down a government jet. But since the Trump administration has come into power, they've attacked Syrian military positions or sites five times. Once was after the chemical weapons attack in northern Syria. I believe that was in March. After that, there were two incidents where the U.S. struck Syrian ground forces in eastern Syria that it said were approaching too close to its local partners. Once when it shot down a drone, we're not really sure to who it belonged, but probably to Iran or some other government backer. And then now we have this shoot down of the jet.
And now Russia, which is seemingly an ally of Bashar al-Assad, says it's going to target U.S. aircraft west of the Euphrates after the U.S. shot down the Syrian jet. What are the potential ramifications of this warning from the Russians?
I mean, the ramifications are potentially large, but it's still difficult to parse how much of this is bluster and how much of this is real. It's certainly not in Russia's intent or in anyone's intent to start, you know, World War III over this incident. But they did suspend what they call their deconfliction channels, basically channels where they decide with the Americans who flies where over Syria. So they've escalated the possibility that there could be a misunderstanding or a confrontation because they basically closed these back channels that used to be used to smooth out conflicts. But they have suspended those deconfliction channels before. Mm-hmm. And a few weeks after that, they resumed them. You know, again, I think it's a question of looking at the larger picture.
If we step back, we see the U.S. being more active in Syria right now, but running into problems that President Obama was keen to avoid. So are these all lessons of what happens when you get more deeply involved in Syria?
Yeah, I mean, Syria is a hornet's nest. And if you do one thing here, if you pull a string here, you don't know what's going to happen somewhere else. And so the U.S. is entering into a very, very complicated war, and it is at risk of getting entangled in something larger than its stated objective. You know, its stated objective is to defeat the Islamic State in the north. But that's also the stated objective of the Syrian government, of Russia, of Iran. And so it's almost inevitable that with everyone on the surface going after the same thing, that they're going to run into some trouble with each other.
It feels like the last few weeks and certainly the last few days, we're entering a new phase of the war in Syria. Do you see this conflict escalating?
It's hard to say. But you're definitely right, I would say, in your diagnosis. It does look like we've moved on to a new phase. The first 6 years of the war, we could describe it largely as a war between, you know, a sitting president and a deeply unhappy population. an uprising. But this has now become a geopolitical war where we have Damascus, Washington, Moscow, Tehran, and to a lesser extent, Ankara in Turkey, and the Kurds all vying to stake out their claims of whatever the post-uprising Syria is going to be.
That's the AP's Philip Issa in Beirut. Philip, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.